Morgan Stanley is forecasting a 93% surge in demand for a single obscure semiconductor technology by 2027. If you don't know what CoWoS is, your AI strategy might already be obsolete. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that drives global business. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're moving past the front end of the chip factory, the nanometers and the lithography, and diving into the back end. It turns out the biggest bottleneck for AI isn't making the chips, it's packaging them. We're seeing a global capital expenditure race, a scramble for critical materials, and a fundamental shift in the semiconductor supply chain. Troy, it feels like the entire industry just discovered a brand new choke point.
That's an accurate assessment, Susie. For years, the focus was on transistor scaling, or Moore's Law, but the performance gains from AI chips now depend on heterogeneous integration, stitching multiple chiplets and high bandwidth memory together. This is the domain of advanced packaging, and capacity is nowhere near demand.
Let's start with the basics. What exactly is this new bottleneck? I'm seeing terms like CoWoS and ABF substrates everywhere.
They are the two critical choke points. CoWoS, which stands for Chip on Wafer on Substrate, is a 2.5D packaging technology primarily from TSMC. Think of it as a mini motherboard that allows GPUs and HBM memory stacks to communicate with incredible speed. The other is ABF, or Ajinomoto Buildup Film, a critical insulating material needed to create the intricate wiring layers on the package substrates that these chips sit on.
So one is the assembly method, the other is a key raw material. Why is this suddenly a crisis?
The demand for AI accelerators from companies like NVIDIA and AMD has exploded. But CoWoS production is complex, and TSMC's capacity is completely booked through 2026, with lead times for new equipment running 52 to 78 weeks. Similarly, the annual expansion of ABF substrate capacity is only 15-20%, while AI demand is growing much faster. A Digitimes report from July 14th states this ABF shortage is expected to persist through 2028.
This sounds like a huge problem for U.S. and European manufacturers who are trying to integrate AI into their products, from cars to factory automation.
It is. They face a direct threat of allocation. If you're a European automotive company or a U.S. industrial robotics firm, you're competing for the same limited pool of high-end AI chips as the hyperscale data centers. This could mean delayed product launches, higher costs, and being forced to use less powerful last-generation hardware, putting you at a competitive disadvantage.
And for trading companies and distributors that supply these components?
They need to understand that the value is shifting. It's no longer just about securing the GPU. It's about securing a GPU that has been successfully packaged. Sourcing relationships with OSATs, outsourced semiconductor assembly and test companies like Amkor and ASE, are becoming as critical as relationships with the chip designers. They also need to warn their clients about extended lead times and the potential for severe price volatility for any product using these advanced packages.
What's the actionable insight here? What should an executive be doing this week?
Diversify your AI hardware roadmap. Do not build a business strategy dependent on a single-source high-end GPU that relies on CoWoS. Investigate alternative architectures and suppliers now, and engage your component distributors to get long-term visibility into their packaging allocation, not just their chip allocation.
Okay, so we have a massive bottleneck. Logically, a tidal wave of investment must be following. Where's the money going?
Exactly. We are seeing a historic global expansion. ASE, a leader in packaging, just initiated its largest ever expansion, aiming to double its monthly CoWoS-like capacity to between 40,000 and 45,000 wafers by the end of 2027. TSMC itself is accelerating its plans, with market forecasts from July 10th suggesting they'll reach at least 200,000 CoWoS wafers per month by 2027, including new plans in Chai'e, Taiwan.
That's a lot of capacity, but it's mostly concentrated in Taiwan. What does this mean for Western companies worried about supply chain resilience?
That's the critical question, and it's where government policy meets corporate strategy. In the U.S., Amkor Technology is building what's poised to be the country's first high-volume advanced packaging facility in Arizona. They just acquired an additional 67 acres and are backed by up to $407 million in CHIPS Act funding. They have a 10-year agreement with TSMC, and initial production is targeted for early 2028.
So the U.S. is making a direct play to bring this crucial back-end capability onshore. What about Europe?
Europe is also moving, though more focused on the material side.
Austria's ATNS, a key substrate manufacturer, is investing between 1.5 and 2 billion euros in its plant in Kulim, Malaysia, backed by long-term commitments from AMD. This highlights a key European strength in the specialized materials and equipment that enable this packaging revolution. It's a different but equally vital part of the supply chain.
What should Western trading companies be watching here?
They need to map this new geopolitical landscape of packaging. A U.S. distributor should be building a relationship with Amcor in Arizona now, not in 2028. A European distributor should be strengthening ties with firms like ATNS. The sourcing advantage will go to those who understand where these new, government-supported hubs of capacity are being built and can secure access for their clients early. This is about de-risking from Asia, but also about finding new competitive entry points.
So the actionable takeaway is to look beyond Taiwan for future capacity?
Precisely. Executives should be directing their supply chain teams to initiate conversations with these new and expanding facilities in the U.S., Malaysia, and even Vietnam, where Samsung is building a $4 billion hub. The goal is to secure capacity commitments in these geo-diverse locations before they are fully booked, just like TSMC is today.
All this new factory capacity will need new tools and new technologies to fill it. What innovations are coming that might break the bottleneck faster?
This is where the equipment and material science companies are shining. Applied Materials just unveiled 7 new manufacturing systems on July 9th, specifically targeting DRAM performance and 3D packaging. They include tools like the OptiQuad CMP system for hybrid bonding and the Nakoda VMAX 2 for filling through silicon vias, or TSVs.
Let's translate that. Hybrid bonding and TSVs. What problem do these solve for a business?
They are about density and efficiency. Think of TSVs as tiny copper wires running vertically through silicon, and hybrid bonding as a way to fuse chips together directly without solder bumps. This allows you to stack more memory on a processor and connect them with shorter, faster, more energy-efficient pathways. Applied Materials is forecasting its advanced packaging revenue will grow over 50% in 2026 because of demand for these tools.
Beyond new tools, are we seeing new materials? We talked about the ABF substrate shortage. Is there an alternative?
Yes, and this could be a true game changer. Analyst Kuo Ming-chi revealed on July 15th that TSMC is collaborating with NVIDIA on glass core substrates. Glass is flatter, more stable, and a better electrical insulator than the current organic materials used in ABF substrates. This helps reduce chip warpage, improves power delivery, and allows for even finer wiring. TSMC could be driving this into production by 2028.
So, for a European car manufacturer or U.S. medical device maker, the arrival of glass substrates could mean access to much more powerful and efficient AI chips in a few years?
Exactly. It could unlock new capabilities. But there's also a competitive threat. The companies that learn how to design chips to take advantage of these new packaging platforms first, like NVIDIA with TSMC, or Samsung with its own 2.xD packaging that integrates silicon photonics, will have a significant performance advantage.
So, what's the actionable advice for executives listening right now?
Get your R&D teams educated on these next-generation packaging technologies today. Don't wait for them to become mainstream. Engage with your semiconductor partners about their roadmaps for hybrid bonding and glass substrates. Understanding the design rules and opportunities of these technologies now will enable you to build a next-generation product that your competitors, who are still thinking about the old constraints, can't match.
All right, Troy, it's been a dense week. Let's distill this down. What are the 3 key strategic takeaways for Western executives from this deep dive into the great packaging crunch?
First, the center of gravity in semiconductor manufacturing has shifted. The back-end packaging process is now as critical, if not more so, than front-end lithography for AI performance. Your competitive advantage hinges on securing this limited packaging capacity.
Second,
the global capacity race is creating new strategic sourcing opportunities outside of Taiwan. With massive government-backed investments like Amcor's $7 billion Arizona plant and ATNS's 2 billion euro expansion in Malaysia, Western companies have a window to build more resilient, geographically diverse supply chains.
And the final takeaway?
Third, disruptive technology is on the horizon. Innovations like Applied Materials' new tools for hybrid bonding and the development of glass core substrates by TSMC will redefine the performance envelope for AI chips. Ignoring these technology shifts is a strategic risk. Your product roadmap must account for the capabilities they will unlock.
So the message is clear. Understand the bottleneck, diversify your supply base beyond Asia, and prepare your R&D for the next wave of packaging innovation. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. We hope this analysis gives you the intelligence you need to stay ahead. For Troy Technical Intelligence, I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
Join us again next week for your strategic update. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an insight.